is 2020-2025. And in response to calls from leading international human rights monitoring organizations, aims to provide support for national policies on preventing and countering racism and xenophobia, with the goal of contributing to the full enhancement of a multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-religious, open, democratic, and participatory society. In particular, there is a national strategy for Roma integration 2012-2020-2021-2030. The National Office Against Discrimination, UNAR, acted as a national contact point for the implementation of the first national strategy for inclusion of Roma, Sinti, and Camminanti. The strategy focuses on four main European Commission thematic priority: employment, housing, health, and education, adding the human rights education and training, achieved important results in promoting better integration of Roma communities. The new national strategy for equality, inclusion, and participation of Roma and Sinti, 2021-2030, was approved on May 2022, following a complex drafting and consultation process involving institutional and civil society stakeholders, implementing the recommendation of the Council of the European Union of 12 March 2021. The strategy is structured in six axes of intervention: anti-gypsism and anti-discrimination, access to inclusive and quality education, access to inclusive and quality employment, access to adequate housing and the right of housing, healthcare and access to quality health and social services, and lastly, cultural promotion. In each axis, objectives set by the EU Council recommendation of 2021 are provided a summary framework of highlight criticalities and strengths and measures to be implemented, complemented by appropriate indicators. There are also cross-cutting processes such as the empowerment and participation of communities, in particular young people and women, on the legal recognition of minorities and legal status. Specific sections are devoted to monitoring and evaluation and to funding for the strategy. One mention is worth making. The Postal Police monitors all forms of racism online and is committed to countering hate speech through an intensive prevention campaign on the conscious use of social media and the dangerousness of messages that users may read online. In this regard, let me now give the floor to the representative of the Ministry of Interior to explain the role of the National Observatory on Anti-Discriminatory Actions. Please. OSCAD.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, President. The Observatory for Security Against Discriminatory Acts, established in 2010 at the Department of Public Security of the Ministry of the Interior, is aimed at improving the action of the police, in particular state police and Carabinieri Corps, in preventing and combating hate crimes. To strengthen the prevention